Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a story in this weekend's Republican American by Lynn Mills Worthington, the Board of Selectmen in Kent will move forward on multiple tracks regarding the proposed cell tower in the eastern part of town. First Selectman Gene Speck wants to try to negotiate with Homeland Towers regarding the location of a proposed tower and the timing of the organization's submission to the State Siting Council. Meanwhile, at that same meeting, the selectmen opted to remove $200,000 requested by the Kent Volunteer Fire Department. They removed that from the five-year capital plan requested by the Volunteer Fire Department because the organization missed the submission deadline. The fire department had sought $100,000 in additional funding for its rescue truck and $100,000 for turnout gear. However, that request was submitted after the selectmen's December 16th deadline. That was actually a second deadline because the original deadline was in November. Selectmen accepted all other submissions from town departments and agreed to send a plan to the Board of Finance, which will meet tomorrow at 7 p.m. New York may ban all flavored nicotine vaping products, including menthol types, and prohibit vaping advertisements aimed at youth. That is a proposal from Governor Andrew Cuomo, who announced that recently he'll introduce the measure as part of his 2020 agenda to be unveiled January 8th in his State of the State address. The plan, which would need legislative approval, would be New York's latest effort to crack down on vaping products that have been blamed for illnesses and deaths across the country. Millbrook's Thorne building took an important step forward on January 3rd when the Supreme Court of Dutchess County issued a judgment eliminating the reverter clause that had been attached to the title of the Thorne building. While the title has been with the village since the late 1800s, the clause stipulated that if the village ever stopped using the building as a school, it would revert back to the Thorne family. This effectively meant the village could not transfer it to anybody else. Now the next step will be to get the zoning modified to allow the building, which is now in a residential area, to be used as a community center. Approval will then clear the way for the title to be transferred to the board of the Thorne Building Company Center, a 501c3 not-for-profit entity, which can then move forward with plans to restore and renovate the building. The Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association has an open house for their new home assistance location today from 5 till 7 p.m. at 515 Sheffield Plain in Sheffield, Massachusetts. They share that building with Mystique Hair Salon. It's an evening of food and drink, and you could meet the home assistance director, Megan Plouffe, and manager, Brenda Fife. RSVP at mplouffe@salisburyvna.org. or bfife@salisburyvna.org. RSVP is not required, but it is encouraged. The Board of Selectmen in Salisbury have a meeting tonight at Salisbury Town Hall at 5 p.m. The Town of Kent Inland Wetlands Commission meeting is tonight at 5 p.m. at Kent Town Hall. The Conservation and Inland Wetlands Commission in Salisbury has a special meeting tonight at Town Hall at 6 p.m. Region 1 Board of Education special meeting is tonight at 6:30 at the Housatonic Library. Town of Sheffield Board of Selectmen have their meeting at Town Hall tonight. That is at 7 p.m. The Board of Selectmen meeting in North Canaan at Town Hall at 7 p.m. tonight. And in Dover, Planning Board regular meeting is at Town Hall, and that is at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow in Cornwall, the Inland Wetlands Watercourse Commission will meet at Town Office Building at 7 p.m. The Town of Kent Board of Finance has a special meeting set for tomorrow night at Kent Town Hall, second floor meeting room at 7 p.m. The Town of Sheffield Zoning Bylaw Review Committee has a meeting coming up on Wednesday, Town Hall floor meeting room. It is at 4 p.m. In Sharon, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting set for Wednesday, 5:30 at Town Hall. In Sheffield, Massachusetts, the Planning Board has a meeting set for Wednesday, 7 p.m. in the Town Hall first floor meeting room. Northeast Planning Board has a meeting January 8th, 7:30 to 8:30. In Cornwall on January 8th, 7:30 Board of Selectmen at Town Hall. The North Canaan Board of Finance on January 8th has a meeting set for 7:30 at North Canaan Town Hall. in Kent. The Safety Committee regular meeting will be held Thursday at 1:15. In Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission has their regular meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Northeast Town Board has their meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education meeting is Thursday, 7 p.m. at the North Canaan Elementary School. Town of Kent Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting January 9th, a special meeting, and that will be at 7 p.m. at Kent Town Hall. On January 10th, the Bushnell Sage Memorial Library presents their first Folk Circle get-together. It's now the second Friday of every month at 7 p.m. More details at 413-229-7004. Community members invited to donate gently used clothing and household items at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School's Music Boosters Fund Drive, January 11th, 9 till noon in the school's parking lot. The drive's goal is to raise $1,000 to support Housatonic Valley Regional High School, their upcoming music appearance at the competition in Virginia Beach. Acceptable donations include clothing, shoes, accessories, backpacks, and linens. Soft goods must be in garbage bags, and small household items boxed. No loose items or books will be accepted. In Kent, students in a memoir writing program will share and read their favorite pieces from a recent class. That will happen January 11th at 2 p.m. in the Kent Memorial Library Reading Room. Michael Gage will give a lecture entitled The Farm in the Forest, Historical Ecology, on the Mansfield Yale Chattleton Farm at Great Mountain Forest, January 11th at 4 p.m. at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street. The talk will focus on Yale University's forestry camp at the forest, which was built by Ted Childs in 1941 on the site of an old farm in Falls Village. A reception photography exhibit at the Cornwall Library will be held Saturday. Angels in the Architecture by Catherine Noren will open with a reception January 11th at 5 p.m. at the Cornwall Library. Look to the Future. Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter is holding a talk where you can get educated and involved on Sunday, 1 till 2:30 at the Salisbury Town Grove in Lakeville, Connecticut. RSVP at 860-828-2828. Light refreshments will be served. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 28,634.88, the NASDAQ at 9,020.77, and the S&P 500 at 3,234.85. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.